Today we're talking about NuJeans. Do you know NuJeans? Well, you're about to. After I drink my Yakult, I'll tell you all about NuJeans. You shouldn't shot Yakult. You should take multiple gulps of Yakult. To appreciate the taste of shit. Very old shit. All the bacteria from shit, anyway. The new bacteria from very old shit. I'm taking Yakult every day now. I'm taking it because it's a medicine. Taking it every day because I was on antibiotics. I had a really bad gum infection and lots of other symptoms from that as well. Maybe a viral infection as well. The respiratory thing I had. And you know what? It took one pill. It took one fucking tablet before I got better. Antibiotics are really amazing. They are. I took one antibiotic and I woke up the next day after taking it and my gums were healed. The inflammation was pretty much gone. The pain was all gone. The glands were gone. You know, my lymph nodes, nice and, you know, not tender anymore, and a lot smaller, no headache, feeling better. And I mean my respiratory illness that I had as well, which was probably something else, but that was gone too. And I know antibiotics don't kill viral infections, but that could have been bacterial as well, and the antibiotics could have killed that off as well. It went from me feeling really terrible about my health, really bad, to now feeling really great about my health. And it took one antibiotic to do. I finished all of the antibiotics, but it only took fucking one, you know. But of course, antibiotics kill all of the nice, friendly, happy bacteria that helps you. So that people have said, like, hey, it's taking probiotics and prebiotics after antibiotics don't really do anything. Oy. That's what some people say. But I think it's still very smart to put probiotics and prebiotics in you. It's fucking intuitive, all right? And it does help, okay? I've decided. I don't need the science. It just fucking does. If you wipe out bacteria, okay, and the bacteria that works for you, then taking probiotics and prebiotics after doing that, probably going to be helpful in some way, probably going to speed up the process in some way, okay? Yeah, so listen to me, all right? And you should always listen to me. Don't listen to the doctors, don't listen to the scientists, just listen to me. Okay, because I always get it right. I do. All right, let's get into this. NuJeans. NuJeans are a Korean girl group. Their ages range from 18 years old to 14 years old. There's a 14-year-old girl in this group. And they're very disturbing. They're creepy. They're a creepy people. Okay. Also, one of the reasons they're creepy is that a lot of them have Australian accents, and there is something creepy about Asian women, okay? Asian-looking women that are Australian, all right? Asian Australians I find a bit creepy, but in a fun way. It's not like they're, it's not like they should be shot immediately, but they do have some kind of creepiness to them. And I have met a lot of Asian Australians, and they're friendly people. They're nice people, okay? But they're also fucking creepy. And after a while, perhaps, we got to start considering which Asian Australians we should put in prison. Because there's too many of them. You go to Australia, or just around the world as well. Okay, I met a lot of Asian Australians in Australia, but I've also met a lot of Asian Australians in other parts of the world as well. And I think they're mildly creepy. They're mildly creepy in a fun way. So it's not, my problem with New Jeans is not, and I have a problem with New Jeans. Have I said that yet? I have a fucking problem with this Korean girl group. Okay, I do. Anyway, look, let's just finish the Asian Australian part, okay? The Australians. I like them. I think they're fine. I think they should be allowed to live their lives peacefully. I don't think we need camps for them anytime soon. I think they contribute to the flora and flora and fauna of the world. I think they're a happy addition to the landscape, but at the same time, a little bit creepy. And for also a little bit creepy in a way that Asian Americans are not creepy. When I hear, you know, an Asian American, I don't think, oh, a little bit creepy. I just don't. But for some reason, the Asian face and the happy fucking, you know, matey, cunty, in a fun way, Australian accent, that cheerful accent, it's just, it's a bit weird. It is. Anyway, I just to finish that up, they should be allowed to live. We don't need camps for them anytime soon. Maybe in the future at some point, if there's, you know, too many of them at some point.
Asian Australians.
Should we? No, we don't need camps. Not anytime soon. That's my position. My position on this is that we don't need camps for the Asian Australians because they're lovely people. Just a bit creepy. Okay, and I think their numbers are increasing, but they're not at the point yet where we need to do something about it. We don't need a, you know, solution to that yet. We don't. Anyway, New Jeans. Creepy fucking Korean girl group. Oh, fuck. Let's read the lyrics. I'm going to read the lyrics of one of their songs. And before I get into this, I just want to say that most of this is not the girl group themselves, not the individual girls, but their management and the company that created this group. And a lot of it, maybe all of it, is for attention. They even have a fucking song called Attention. That's one of their songs. One of their first songs was called Attention. And that's what it's about. And that's what they're getting here. I am giving this girl group attention. They've been out for a while now. They're not a new thing. But they wanted attention when they first came out. And they still want attention. You know? And a lot of this, because here's the thing. They have a pedophilic angle to them. They just fucking do. And then they try to deny it. Okay, I'm going to read you the lyrics. So just remember that all of this mostly is so that there would be controversy in the beginning and there would be their name out there in the beginning and people would be talking about them in the beginning. Okay? Because that's more important than coming across as pedophiles. It is. It is. Okay, this is one of their first songs. This is like the super fucking CP song. Made a little cookie. Baked it just for you. But you know that it ain't for free. Yeah. Made a little cookie. It's too soft. Can't stop thinking about it. That's the fucking first verse. What are they doing? Not just, you know, not just all of that insinuation there with the cookie, baking the cookie, but that the cookie isn't for free. This isn't just, okay, these little girls are singing about sex. This is child fucking prostitution. They're singing about child prostitution. Giving away their cookie, but it ain't for free. Gotta give me some fucking money for that cookie. Let's read it again. I'm gonna read it again. And it's always little cookie. Okay, why are they baking little cookies? And later on they said, oh, it's for our fans, and it's about the song, and it's about how the song is the cookie, and we're carefully, with love, baking a cookie for our fans. Well, why is it little? You obviously don't care much about your fans if you're baking a little cookie. Bake him a big fucking cookie. Made a little cookie, baked it just for you. But you know that it ain't for free, yeah. Made a little cookie, it's too soft. Can't stop thinking about it. With chocolate chips, you know, I want to sprinkle all over. I want to make you lose your appetite. I'm hiding it, but I want to see you more. If you want it, you can get it. If you want it, let me hear your voice again, boy. Why are you hiding it? Why are you hiding the cookie you made for your fans? What are you doing? Why are you trying to make your fans lose their appetite? Why are you calling them boy? And the whole, if you want it, you can get it. If you want it, fucking just give it to them. Give it to your fans. No dinner, dinner, you're hungry though. No water, water, you're thirsty though. Only sweet flavors, only desserts. That's how you like it. Ain't that right? No dinner, dinner, you're hungry though. No water, water, you're thirsty though. Only sweet flavors, only desserts. That's how you like it. Ain't that right? Made a little cookie, you're poison. Why are you fucking poisoning your fans? What are you people doing? I'll melt your heart away. So good, yeah. Looking at my cookie. Do you ever smell it different? Taste it. Clearly they're talking about their little pussies. That's it. It's not cookies, it's pussies. And if people want to say to me, oh, you fucking sick. Everyone thinks this, okay? This song is designed to make people think this. When they're singing about their little cookies and they're 14, 16, 17, 18 years old and they're all dressed skimpy and they're dancing around and they all have this very suggestive look in their eye and on their faces, of course it's so fucking sexualized. And it's all about these sick things. And it is to appeal to young girls it's appealing to old men. That's it. Okay, those are the two groups of people. They're appealing to young, prepubescent women and boys maybe. And this other big group of older men with pedophilic urges. That's it. And I don't like it. I don't think it's right. And there's more that goes into it as well. The manager of this group, the person that came up with the concepts for this group, she had Brooke Shields on her wall. Not the real Brooke Shields. Pictures of Brooke Shields on her wall. And Brooke Shields, of course, was played a child prostitute in a movie where she got naked. She got naked at 12 years old. Poor Brooke Shields did. And she's been involved in other K-pop groups as well. And throughout her career, she's done very questionable things. Okay? Things that should be questioned because they seem very inappropriate. And they all involve taking young men and women, because there's some men involved as well, and sexualizing them. And she denies it, and she tries to make excuses. And she's one of the people who said, like, oh, we're baking fucking cookies. We're just baking cookies for our fans. We're making music. The music is the cookie. What are you talking about? She's one of the people who tried to defend and say this. But it's very disturbing. It's very disturbing. And the company overall that this group is under is HYBE. And we have big problems with HYBE. H-Y-B-E. At Brad Nichols Podcast. We do. Because as you all know, HYBE was and is the company that ruined our son's dreams. HYBE is the company that at first defended our Kim Garam, but then very quickly changed their tune and dropped her. They kicked her out. They fired her from Le Sserafim. All right, that's our son. They did that to our son. And there's an angle of that, a possibility, and there is a possibility that HYBE put our son into Le Sserafim just so they could get the attention that they knew they'd get from this woman being in the group who had all of these allegations of school bullying against her. And they knew it, okay? They fucking knew it. Of course they did. It's very open. And these groups, these companies who create these groups, they do a lot of fucking looking around and research. They do their homework on the people that they are hiring, on their trainees. Because they know things are going to come out in the future, and they want to make sure those things are things they can deal with. And HYBE either thought they could deal with those school bullying allegations, or they knew that, hey, let's use this so that there's news stories and there's controversy surrounding the group. And the name, Le Sserafim, the group's name is out there. And then from that, you know, you get the attention, you bring people in. And then, we'll just kick her out. We'll kick her out after a few weeks. And we'll take the hit on reputation for the company. But we will get a fuckload of press attention. And we'll get the Le Sserafim name out there. Doesn't matter how we get the name out there, as long as the name's out there, then we'll kick her out, we'll clean up the image, and we'll go forward as one of the big, you know, having one of the big girl groups. And that's what they did. That's a possibility. I think it's maybe a 33%, maybe more. I think probably more that is what happened there. Fuck it. I think it's 77%. 100%. Fuck it. That's what they did. That's what they did to us, huh? And they did a similar approach here with New Jeans. And the controversy, the attention generating thing was, hey, look, there's a 14-year-old girl in this group, and she's singing about fucking her little cookie. Look at her little cookie. What does it smell like? Taste it. Taste the child pussy. 14 years old is very young. It is. And in some countries, that's the age of consent. Unbelievably. That's the age of consent. And should it be? Should it be the age of consent? Probably not. I mean, if we're going by nature, yes, puberty starts younger for girls and all that. So that's the argument the pedophiles can use. But you need a few years behind you before you get your cookie out. You know, before you take your cookie to the sausage festival. You need a few years. And look, teenagers, they fuck around. Young kids, they fuck around. But if it's with people your own age, then fine, that's a natural thing. But when you've got a 14-year-old girl up there on stage, shaking her body about, singing about her little cookie, with all these, you know, the look on their fucking faces when they do it as well. They're clearly not talking about a cookie. It's not all pink and bubbly and, you know, cheesy smiles. No. It's not fucking bubble pop, gum pop, fuck yeah. Woo! No, these aren't nursery rhymes. This is pedophilic fantasies going on. This is a pedophilic nursery rhymes going on, okay, that these companies are creating. And I don't like it. I don't. But here's the problem with it. The problem is the music is actually fucking great. It is. The music is catchy, and it does get stuck in your head. And that's what's so insidious about it. Because even the people that aren't pedophiles, they're still fucking singing along, a lot of them, about the cookie. I don't sing the cookie song. I don't. But some of the other songs, you know, they... The important thing is that people acknowledge it. The important thing is that people talk about it. That we don't just sing along to the songs and watch the girls dance around. Okay? The important thing is that we acknowledge that these girls are being exploited. They are being exploited. They're too fucking young. The fact that they're that age, and it's really just the 14-year-old. I mean, there's a 16-year-old and there's a 17-year-old. You know, they're borderline. And they are probably too young. They are too young. But it's the 14-year-old. And the 18-year-olds, it's fine. Like, if you wanted to do this, if you wanted to do, hey, we're the fucking schoolgirls, woo, pedophiles come here, thing, then just hire a bunch of 18-year-olds. 18-year-olds look young. And the girls who are 18, they don't look 47. They look, you know, in an age range of around 14 to 19. They're in that kind of, okay, could be 14, could be 19, around that. They're teenagers. So if they wanted to do this and not have the controversy, they could have just hired 18-year-olds. But the reason why, one of the main reasons why they're sick is because they wanted the controversy. They want the Brad Nichols podcast episode on this. And one of the reasons I didn't do it straight away is because I don't want to fucking give it to them. I do it later on. When everyone else is jumping up and down about it, I do it later on. And I come in with the final say on it. And my final say on it is that this company, Hybe, is not very nice. Not very nice. They're not a nice company. And it's very hard to put aside. I was about to say, putting aside the Kim Garam situation, it's impossible to put that aside. We're never going to put that aside. No. But let's, for a moment, pretend. We can't pretend. Fuck it. They fucked up my son's life. Okay. This time, humanity didn't put him on a cross. Didn't they put my first son on a cross? And with my second son, they ruined his dreams of being a K-pop idol. Okay? So we're not going to put it aside. We're not going to pretend for a moment like that didn't even happen. We're not going to even fucking do that theoretically. Okay? We're not going to go into that alternative world. They fucking did that to my son. And now they've created this group that is very fucking, you know, softcore child porn. That's what it is. It's softcore child porn. They have anthems. They have stadium anthems. Anthems for fucking men and women who like to fuck little kids. That's what they're creating. But they're also creating great music at the same time. And it's it's tough. Okay. This is what I will allow the world to do. You can listen to NewJeans. But you can't watch NewJeans. You have to listen. And while you're listening, you always have to remember that this is sick. And this is appealing to very sick people. And this is wrong, but the music is great and addictive. So you still listen to it. You do. And you also remember that Hybe is an enemy of us. Okay, they're an enemy of us. One day we will save NewJeans. We will buy them out of their contract. And we'll, you know, we'll fucking, we'll let them speak freely. You speak your mind. You tell the world what these sick fucks did to you. Okay? They exploited their dreams. And it's true across K-pop. They take children, man. 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, sometimes younger. And of course these girls, they want to be a K-pop idol. Everyone wants to be a K-pop. I don't want to be a K-pop idol, but everyone else. You know, a lot of children, what do they want? They want to be K-pop idol. Especially young girls. And these girls who have the chance, if they're a bit Asian-y looking, you know, no matter where they're from, you got some Asian on you, you possibly could be K-pop idol. You pretty? You kind of pretty? Okay, are you malleable? Do you have a personality that we can fucking mold? Are you compliant? Are you willing to go through the pain of this training period to get to your dream? And they choose those girls. They choose vulnerable women, young, very young women. They're not women, they're children. They choose vulnerable young girls. And they dangle the possibility of their dream coming true in front of them. And they put them through the system. They exploit them. In a lot of cases, you know, they take money from them. You know, the more scammy companies, they do that. And they get in debt, you know. And even the big companies, you know, so they're not rich, a lot of them. Some of them are, but a lot of them aren't. And a lot of those young girls, they get chewed up. And spat out. That's what happens. And some of them get to go through. They get to go through that small, very narrow tunnel. And they get out of it, you know, to the light on the other side. And they become famous people. They become celebrities. They become Korean popular music idols. But they must be so fucked up. They are so fucked up. You know, it's kind of surprising that more of them don't kill themselves. I mean, plenty of them do kill themselves, and plenty of them do have publicly stated how fucked up they are. But I mean, it should be more. It should be more with the way they're treated and everything that happens to them. They exchanged their dreams, the possibility for their dreams, for, you know, becoming a slave. Like, I'll become a slave if I can do this. I will be slave, and you can dress me up however the fuck you want. I will sing about my vagina, my child vagina. I will dance for these sick grown men and women. I'll say whatever you want me to say. I'll do whatever you want me to do for my dream. And it's a sad reality, but it's reality now, you know. It is. And also, these K-pop companies, they always go around threatening to sue people. They always talk about legal action. Fuck off. How about I take legal action against you? For doing what you do. Hmm? You should be in the fucking Hague. Okay? You should be there in the Hague. Thinking about what you've done. It's not right. It isn't. And it's also on the government of South Korea. Because there should be laws against this kind of exploitation. There should be. And I'm sure there's some around the edges, but nothing that actually addresses the real problems. And likely, it's the companies who are, you know, influencing that. And they do have a big old stick. They have a lot of leverage as well, you know. They have the leverage of, hey, if you fuck around with this system we got that's working so well, you know, K-pop, the Korean wave, Korean culture that dominates around the world, don't mess with it, man. Okay, we bring in billions to the South Korean economy. And it does. K-pop does bring in billions and billions and billions and billions and billions. Brings in a lot of money for Korea. And it's only growing. It goes from strength to strength every year. And I'm sure the companies, you know, whenever legislation and regulation comes up, they remind the legislature and they remind the regulatory authorities, hey, you really want to mess with this thing we got going here? This thing that brings in billions? And I'm sure they're throwing money around as well. Maybe. I mean, likely, you know, likely. Likely they're throwing money around as well to influence, bribe, you know, politicians. That's how, it's how the world works, really, isn't it? But yeah, it is, it's sad. It's more sad than anything. New jeans. What are you doing? It's not new jeans. I don't blame the girls. And I think maybe the older girls, maybe even all of them, they know what's going on. But again, it's that thing, isn't it? They get to be the idol. And they've grown up watching idols and wanting to be idols. And then, you know, grown-ups come along and they give you a chance. They give you a chance to be extremely famous around the world. They give you a chance to make possibly a lot of money, to have different careers, successful careers in modeling and acting during and after being a K-pop idol. Maybe I'll even be a solo artist. Maybe I can really, maybe some of them really want to, you know, do, have a solo career and do music by themselves. It's all there, you know. It's like the ultimate dream for these young children, these young girls. And they know that fucking got them now. And they're going to do what we say. We got them in the contract. And we got them in the fucking mind as well. We have them. We have their fucking heart and soul. We have their fucking heart and soul. Because we have their dreams in our hands. And we can close our hands and we can do it very tightly and we can fucking squish their dreams. And their dream liquid can run down our arms and under the floor. And they know that. We know, they know, we can break them. We can destroy them. We can ruin their little lives. And their little dreams. And maybe even their little cookies. Yeah. So it's a sick thing. But there's lots of sick things in the world. And this is one of them. And I think it deserves to be talked about. I think it deserves an episode. I do like the music. The music. I don't like the lyrics, but I like the music. That's what I like. But I don't like the everything else about it. I don't like everything else about it. And I wouldn't encourage anyone to engage in anything else except the music. You can listen to the music. You can listen to the music. Don't listen to the lyrics and don't fucking watch them either. Some people are going to say like, oh, it's in your head. It's you. You're the fuck off. Anyone saying that does need to be shot. We don't need to kill the Asian Australians. We need to kill these people. These people who say things like, oh, you're sexualizing them. I'm not sexualizing them. They've been sexualized. And you're part of the problem if you're defending it. Okay. All right. See you in the next one.